Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Avram Goldar and here Maseches Chulin Daf Ein Vav, the fourth parak Behema Hamakasha. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Behema Shenechtu Ragleha Mina Arkuba Lumata. An animal whose hind legs were severed below the joint is kosher, but if they were severed Mina Arkuba Lumala from above the joint, it's a trefa. Amram discussed which of the three leg bones was severed, the cannon, the lower one, the shank, the middle, or thigh, the upper one. Rav Yehuda said that lamata means lamata min arakuva, directly below the joint, and lamala means lamal min arakuva, directly above the joint. This arakuva refers to the arakuva hanim kerasim arosh, the joint customarily sold along with the head, meaning the lower leg joint, the tarsus between the shank and cannon bones. Thus, if the leg is severed anywhere on the shank, or a thigh bone, it's a trefa. Ula said the arkuva refers to the one connected to bagamal nikar, whose parallel in a camel is noticeable, meaning the upper joint, the patel between the shank and thigh bones. Accordingly, a severed shank bone would still be kosher. Rapapa quotes another version of Yehuda's statement in which he says that lamata means well below the upper joint and even below the tzomas hegidin on the cannon bone. This version agrees with Ula. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that nitol tzomas hegin, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, it's a trefa. This refers to makom shegin tzomtzimbo, the place where the sinews converge, and the Gemara presents numerous opinions as to its precise location. A Maimar said it's made up of three strands of sinew, chadilime v'trekatine, one thick and two thin. If the thick one is severed, azuro binyan, the structural majority is lost. If the two thinner sinews are severed, azuro minyan, the numeric majority of sinews is lost. In either case, it's a trefa. Marbar Rav Ashi taught this ruling leniently. If the thick one is severed, ha'ikro minyan, there is still the numeric majority. And if the thin ones were severed, the structural majority still remains, and the animal is not a trefa. Rav said that tzomas hegidin is a trefa berubo, through its majority, meaning rov echon mehen, most of any one of the sinews. However, Shmuel said that even if one is completely severed, ayikatre, there are still two, and it's kosher. In another version, Rav said that it's a trefa when rov ko echon be'echon, most of every sinew is severed, and Shmuel said that even if a third of each sinew remains, it's kosher. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, Nishbar etzim, if the bone was fractured, then im rov habasar kayim, if most of the meat remains, the shechita permits the limb. But if not, the shechita does not permit the limb, even if the animal is not a trefa. A Brais elaborates that if the bone was fractured v'yatzel l'chutz and broke out through the skin, im or ubasar chofin es rubo, if the skin and meat cover most of it, it's permitted, but if not, it's prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan defined rubo as rov ovio, most of the bone's thickness, but others said as rov hekefo, most of the bone's circumference. Therefore, Rav Papa required a majority of both the thickness and the circumference. Amram discusses if or haruhu hukabasar, skin is the equivalent of meat, meaning the majority may be composed of skin alone, or metzaref lebasar, skin may be combined with meat, meaning equal parts skin and meat, or just, or mashlim lebasar, skin may complete a majority, which is primarily from meat. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Behemu shenechtu ragleha min arakuva lomata, an animal whose hind legs were severed below the joint is kosher, but if they were severed min arakuva lomala from above the joint, it's a trefa. Amram discussed which of the three leg bones was severed, the cannon, the lower one, the shank, the middle, or thigh, the upper one. Rav Yehuda said that lamata min arakuva, directly below the joint, and lamala means lamal min arakuva, directly above the joint. This arakuva refers to the arakuva hanim kerasim arosh, the joint customarily sold along with the head, meaning the lower leg joint, the tarsus between the shank and cannon bones. Thus, if the leg is severed anywhere on the shank or a thigh bone, it's a trefa. Ula said the arakuva refers to the one connected to bagamal nikar, whose parallel in a camel is noticeable, meaning the upper joint, the patel between the shank and thigh bones. Accordingly, a severed shank bone would still be kosher. Rav Papa quotes another version of Yehuda's statement in which he says that lamata means well below the upper joint and even below the tzomas hegidin on the cannon bone. This version agrees with Ula. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that nitol tzomas hegin, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, it's a trefa. This refers to makom shegin tzomtzimbo, the place where the sinews converge, and the Gemara presents numerous opinions as to its precise location. A Maimar said it's made up of three strands of sinew, chadilime v'trekatine, one thick and two thin. If the thick one is severed, azuro binyan, the structural majority is lost. if the two thinner sinews are severed, azarub minyan, the numeric majority of sinews is lost. In either case, it's a trefa. Marbar Rav Ashi taught this ruling leniently. If the thick one is severed, ha'ik rub minyan, there is still the numeric majority, and if the thin ones were severed, the structural majority still remains, and the animal is not a trefa. Rav said that Soma Segidin is a trefa berubo, through its majority, meaning rov echon mehen, most of any one of the sinews. However, Shmuel said that even if one is completely severed, ha'ik a tre, there are still two, and it's kosher. In another version, Rav said that it's a trefa when rov ko echon be'echon, most of every sinew is severed, and Shmuel said that even if a third of each sinew remains, it's kosher. And point number three, the Mishnah stated, Nishbar Etzem, if the bone was fractured, then Im Rov HaBasar Kayim, if most of the meat remains, the Shechita permits the limb. But if not, the Shechita does not permit the limb, even if the animal is not a trefa. A Brais elaborates that if the bone was fractured V'yotzel HaChutz and broke out through the skin, Im Or HaBasar Chofin Es Rubo, if the skin and meat cover most of it, it's permitted. But if not, it's prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan defined Rubo as Rov Ovio, most of the bone's thickness, but others said as Rov Hakefo, most of the bone's circumference. Therefore, Rav Papa required a majority of both the thickness and the circumference. Amram discussed if or Haruhu Kabasar, skin is the equivalent of meat, meaning the majority may be composed of skin alone, or Metzaref Labasar, skin may be combined with meat, meaning equal parts skin and meat, or just, or Mashlim Labasar, skin may complete a majority which is primarily from meat. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg from Hollywood, Florida. He suggested that Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. Intravenous, so here goes. The doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed minarkuva lamala, because it was a trefa, and did the same for the animal whose soma segidin was severed since it was a trefa too, but told the animal with the broken leg and bone protruding that he'll be okay because the bone was still covered by meat and skin. Once again, slow motion. The doctors quickly attach an IV. IV? That must be on Daf Ayin Vav. The doctors quickly attach an IV to the animal brought in whose leg was severed, minarkuva lamala, because it was a treifa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Behema shenechtu raglehem minarkuva lamata, an animal whose hind legs were severed below the joint is kosher, but if they were severed, minarkuva lamala, from above the joint, it's a treifa. Amraim discussed which of the three leg bones was severed, the cannon, the lower one, the shank, the middle, or the thigh, the upper one. So the doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed minarkuva lamala, because it was a trefa, and did the same for the animal whose soma segidin was severed since it was a trefa too, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that nitol soma segidin, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, it's a trefa. This refers to Makmusha Gidin Somsimbo, the place where the sinews converge, and the Gemara presents numerous opinions as to its precise location. Amemar said it's made up of three strands of sinew, Chadalime Vetre Katine, one thick and two thin. So the doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed, meaning a kubula mal, because it was a trefa, and did the same for the animal whose somas hagidim was severed since it was a trefa too, but told the animal with the broken leg and bone protruding that he'll be okay because the bone was still covered by meat and skin. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Nishbar Etzem, if the bone was fractured, Im Rov HaBasar Kayim, if most of the meat remains, the Shechita permits the limb, but if not, the Shechita does not permit the limb, even if the animal is not a trefa. A Brais elaborates that if the bone was fractured, B'yatzel HaChutz, and broke out through the skin, if the skin and meat cover most of it, it's permitted, but if not, it's prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan defined Rubo as Rov Ovio, most of the bone's thickness, but others said it's Rov Hakefo, most of the bone's circumference. Therefore, a Papa required a majority of both the thickness and the circumference. So once again, the doctors quickly attached an IV to the animal brought in, whose leg was severed minarkuva lamala because it was a trefa, and did the same thing for the animal whose soma segidin was severed since it was a trefa too, but told the animal with the broken leg and bone protruding that he'll be okay because the bone was still covered by meat and skin. All right, so now it's time for Baba Chazara. The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake, that must move on Daf Ayin Beis of. The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tummy midrabam, touching a dead fetus, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, the midwife who inserts her hand into the womb and touches the dead fetus becomes tummy. The rabbis decreed tumah on the midwife because shemiyosi blan rosho chutzka prozdor. Perhaps the dead fetus will put its head out of the antechamber, meaning the birth canal, and become capable of becoming matame without the midwife realizing. No tumah was decreed on the mother because isha margeshes ba'atzma, a woman giving birth, senses herself when the fetus's head emerges and will realize that it's matame. Still, we can't rely on her to inform the midwife since she's preoccupied with the labor. So the midwife was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tamei midrabanan by touching a dead fetus. Listen in on an argument in the operating room with the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tumah status from a cut-off aver, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if the mother shechita can remove tumah from the protruding aver. So the midwife who was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tamei midrabanan by touching a dead fetus. Listen in on the argument in the operating room if the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tumah status from a cut-off aver. And watched how the orderly demonstrated how a hospital gown ripped into two pieces is not tumas beis hastarim, which reminds us more discusses tumas beis hastarim and how a limb or garment is matame as it's torn away. Daf ein gimel. So the simran daf ein gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg, that must be on daf ein gimel. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before tovling it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses yados kalim versus protruding limbs, which stand to be cut. But Meir says, kol yados kalim shen el ruchos, regarding all handles of utensils which are too long, and one intends to cut off the surplus of mount, one only needs to immerse the kli in a mikvah until the measuring intends to keep, but the extra length is considered cut off and does not require tevila. The other Tana disagrees, requiring the entire kli's immersion. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how shechita osa nipo, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Abraham who dudal a hanging limb in the Machlokas of shechita osa nipo. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how shechita osa nipo was dismayed when the animal he was using to copy from died, and hakol modim shemisa osa nipo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, hakol modim shemisa osa nipo, all agree that death affects halachic detachment for dangling limbs, vein shechita osa nipo, but shechita does not affect detachment. Daf ein dalet. So the simran daf ein dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The men on their way to witness, that must be on daf ein dalet, aid. The men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai inquired, Hoshi is yadu lamei behema. If one inserted his hand into an animal's womb, b'shachet ben tesha chai, and shechted a 9-month live fetus, and the fetus was removed while the mother was alive, is the shechita valid? This question can be asked according to both opinions, Rabbi Meir and the Rabban, regarding whether a ben pakua, a live fetus removed from a shechted mother, requires its own shechita. So the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pakua for lunch without shechting it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about a ben pakua, whether the mother's shechita permits its fetus. If there was a 9-month live fetus, and Rabbi Meir says it requires shechita and is subject to the prohibition of osav es beno, shechting it and its offspring on the same day, the Chachamim say its mother's shechita purifies it for consumption and it does not require its own shechita. Rabbi Shimon Shazur says that even if this fetus was 4 or 5 years old and plowing in the field, it may be eaten without shechita. So the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pakur for lunch without shechting it. When a man asked him to please let him use it to redeem his firstborn donkey, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can redeem a firstborn donkey with a ben pakur.
Daf Ein Hey. So the simmer Daf Ein Hey is an Amma Arts. So here goes.
Try as he might, the Amma Arts. That must be on Daf Ein Hey. Try as he might, the Amma Arts could not understand how a live animal, even a ben pakua, could be makabel tuma, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Machlokas if a live ben pakua and fish are makabel tuma as food. So try as he might, the Amarites could not understand how a live animal, even a ben pakua, could be makabel tuma, and why one would not be able to shech the baby found in a trefa that was shechted, which reminds us, Rabbi Ami says that if one shechs a trefa and finds a 9-month live fetus inside, l'divrei oser matir, according to Rabbi Meir, who prohibits a ben pakua found inside a healthy shechted animal, and hold it requires its own shechita, he permits this fetus which was found in a shechted trefa when the offspring is shechted. L'divrei amatir oser, according to the Rabban who permitted ben pakua on the basis of its healthy mother shechita, they prohibit this fetus found inside a shechted trefa even after it itself is shechted, since it's considered already shechted through its mother shechita, which did not permit it in consumption since she was a trefa, it can no longer be shechted itself.
So try as he might, the Amaharz could not understand how a live animal, even a ben pakua, could be makabotuma, and why one would not be able to shecht a baby found in a trefa that was shechted, especially since he was distracted dreaming of raising generation after generation of ben pakua to make money saving on shechitakas, which is not even allowed. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about a ben pakua after it stands on the ground and its own offspring. Abai says that all would permit a ben pakua which is born kalut, with joined hooves, because kol milsa to tamia, anything astounding is remembered by people. Rav China said the halacha involves Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and that he would also permit ben beno adsov kol hadoros, the ben bekuah's offspring and its offspring's offspring until the end of generations. Rav Yochanan says he would only permit the ben bekuah itself, not its offspring. Rav Ashi says the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Shazuri.
All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss the question whether we follow the majority regarding limbs or not? That's on Duff. Ayan. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if the bone of an animal was fractured by yatzel achutz and broke out through the skin? That's on Duff. Ayan Vav. Good. Number 3.
Which stuff do you discuss tumas beis hasdarim and how a limb or garment is metame as it's torn away? That's on Duff. I'm based.
Good. Number 4.
Which stuff to discuss Yados Kalim, the handles of Kalim, versus protruding limbs which stand to be cut? That's on Duff. I'm Gimel.
Good. Number 5.
Which stuff to discuss why a midwife becomes Tame from touching a dead fetus? That's on Duff. I'm based.
Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you in that Nitod Somos again, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, the animal is a trefa? That's on Duff. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss the status of the milk of a ben pakua? That's on Duff. Samach Tes. Good. Number 8.
Which stuff do you know the kol modim shemisa osanipo? That's on Duff. Ayin Gimel.
Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if an animal's hind legs were severed, minar akuba lamato or minar akuba lamala? That's on Duff. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss whether one becomes tame if they touch a dead fetus inside the womb? That's on Duff. Ayin. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.